So, what words come to mind when you hear the word student athlete?
I think a lot of the times they're kind of stereotyped as not going to school on their own.
Thoughts of kids who are more interested in sports than the actual academic work of a school.
You think student athlete, I mean, I instantly think of some kid at Duke playing basketball who maybe got to Duke because he's really good at basketball.
They wouldn't be able to cut it regularly, and they get special, not special treatment, but they get in because of their athletic abilities.
Say that they're jocks and into their sports over academics.
I'm Becky Penager.
And I'm Dan Pochelle.
Reporting for WRPR News. Stereotypes are formed due to ignorance, misunderstanding, and unawareness.
In an attempt to debunk this myth that college athletes are just dumb jocks, the NCAA launched a PSA to show that these student athletes are more than just the records they break on the field, but instead are defined by what they do in the classroom.
Division I student athletes have higher SAT and ACT scores than college-bound students.
Let's graduate.
Still think we're just a bunch of dumb jocks?
You need to do your homework.
There are over 400,000 NCAA student athletes, and just about all of us will be going pro in something other than sports.
Part of the reason these stereotypes exist, Associate Athletic Director Kathleen Finnegan explains, is due to a minute bit of truth and an overwhelming misunderstanding.
You know, like any stereotype, how much of it is true? There's always a bit of truth in it. I mean, that's why a stereotype happens. One person is not the greatest student, and all of a sudden it becomes a stereotype that all students. But the problem with it is that, like here at Ramapo College, we don't find that our student athletes perform worse than the regular students. And then we have to, like, always, from the administration to the teachers, prove to them that our student-athletes are doing well academically, while other athletes here don't have to prove it. So I find that a stereotype in itself.
What kind of bias have you encountered being the point person between the professors and the student-athletes?
I just feel the bias in the way they speak sometimes about the student athletes. And, you know, like I said, I'm always there to prove that our student athletes are great students. I have all the stats. I push it a lot because I want them to get away from thinking that our athletes are not good students. And we do have great students. So that's the problem, that you have to always push it with them and show that we are doing a better job with our student athletes.
According to the academic records from the spring 2011 term, out of the 349 student athletes, 14 student athletes maintained a 4.0 GPA, 77 ranged from 3.5 to 3.99, and 94 stayed in the 3.0 to 3.49 range. 91 student athletes made the dean's list, and overall, 75% of the 2011 spring semester student athletes scored above the 2.5 GPA mark.
At the Chi Alpha Sigma induction ceremony this April, the honors program for student athletes, they inducted their largest class since its inception in 2006, with 28 new members, each with over a 3.5 GPA.
Head cross country and track and field coach Mike Jackson feels that the negativity that surrounds the college athlete is part of our society.
I think it's about excellence, and you know, success is defined in several ways. You have several student athletes who are high level athletes and do very well. But sometimes we don't always highlight how good they are in the classroom. You have some student athletes who are great students and may not necessarily be the top people on the team, but they represent our program in different ways. For example, Michelle Favre is an All-American, a two-time All-American at that, school record holder, conference record holder, but she also holds a 3.94 GPA as a physical therapy major. But a lot of times we just talk more about her accolades as an athlete and don't always talk about how good she is in the classroom. So I think that success on the track and on the course with cross country go hand in hand with your success in the classroom.
And what do you expect from your athletes? You've seen so many great individuals come through your program, so much success. What do you want them to walk away with at the end of the day after their career with you?
So we want them to get their college degree, number one. The world will be at their fingertips, and hopefully they will have learned some things and experienced some things to allow them to be ready for what people call the real world.
Student athletes are complex characters, dynamic individuals that have so much more to offer than just the jerseys they wear. Becky caught up with Jane Manigrasso, a field hockey standout, and a nursing major, to see how she managed to balance her busy lifestyle.
Looking around Jane Manigrasso's room, it's like any college student's dorm. She has collages hanging over her bed with her friends from home and at school, high school memories, and then she also has one with inspirational sports quotes, which is befitting since she is a star on the field hockey field, a four-year starter for the Rampo women's field hockey team. She also has collages up and posters up of snowboarding because that's a huge hobby of hers. She's an all-around athlete, just a natural at whatever she does. And that even correlates into the classroom. She's a nursing major here, and she holds a 3.98 GPA. So besides all the posters regarding her activities and hobbies, she also has her desk full of nursing books preparing for the NCLEX. You can see that she's a student first and an athlete second. How do you balance having such a demanding schedule with nursing and with field hockey?
I'd say time management is a really big aspect of what I do at college. I have to plan around practices, games, tests, clinical days, as well as, like, you know, attempting to have a social life, at least a little bit of one. So you have to plan things ahead of time. You have to know what's going on in your life. You have to be somewhat organized. And honestly, all those things are going to help you later in life. I know personally, like, as a nurse, time management is a big aspect of caring for your patients and getting everything done that you need to do and ultimately making everybody better.
Now, you've seen the Dumb Jock commercial by the NCAA, the PSA. What was your original reaction when you saw it?
Honestly, it gave me goosebumps. I really liked it. It's just, it's so true because a lot of people still do think that, not maybe not as much as, you know, back 15, 20 years ago, but it still is a stereotype and it shouldn't be. And that the way it throws in those little statistics, like, really hits home and says, it's not that it's holding you back, it's pushing you forward, being a college athlete.
The baseball team at Rampo has taken the brunt of the criticism when it comes to the dumb jock stigma. And head coach Rich Martin has felt that bias for his team and players. Now, have you ever experienced bias regarding your players in the classroom?
Yeah, unfortunately, we have, and I think it's kind of foolish because, I mean, you know, they talk about the players are making fun and waving at me. They talk about how, like, for instance, we go to Florida for spring training, and we miss a Friday. We miss only one day a year, and there's hysteria from the professors, you know. To me, it doesn't make sense. I mean, the athletic department at Ramapo spends about $2.5 million. We have the names on Ramapo's names on our chest. And what we're doing is, along with a liberal education, where athletics is important, we're also publicizing the school. It might be, for better or worse, and it might be worse, a school, a college gets more recognition from its athletic teams than anything else. So I think it doesn't make too much sense to me for them to spend all this money, my salary, my assistants, play all these games, and then yet balk at the fact that we're going to miss a day of class. But for the most part, people are great with it and understand, and they'll let them out a couple of minutes early, or we've had something which has been good the last couple of years. They'll let them take some tests in Florida, and I'll be the proctor, or one of my other assistants will be the proctor. And this way, rather than take that test like the last day before they leave, they'll give them the opportunity to take it in Florida. So I'm not thrilled with it all the time, but overall it's a pretty good situation for us.
And what is your ultimate goal as a coach to see for your student athletes?
Well, I say to them that it's an interesting question because there's so many ways to look at it. I say to them that we want to be as successful as we can be. We want to maximize our success. How do we do that? Well, I tell them that it's impossible for us to lose a game if we've given 100% of ourselves. I'm a firm believer. I wrote an article years ago in a sports magazine how people don't always give 100% because it gives them a little cushion to fall back on if they don't succeed. If they fail and they say, well, I only gave it 95%. If I would have given it 100%, I would have made it, you know. And they give themselves that little cushion to fall back on. So it's my job, I feel, to get 100% out of them. And one of the ways, again, is not by wins and losses, although we have been successful in that end, but it's by have they done the most that they can to maximize their athletic ability, their academic ability. That being said, I don't expect a guy at about 1,000 be perfect and get all A's. I understand that there's going to be some sacrifices made, and I understand they have to prioritize, and maybe an A student without athletics will be a B student with athletics, and maybe a guy who doesn't have to go to school will be more successful, but of course that's not what we're about. So I'm satisfied if they do well, and if they do well on the field and off the field, if they're good members of society here at Round Paul, that's important to me.
A recent study in April this year found that an athlete's knack for completing a task or scoring a goal may depend as much on sharp mental skills as superior physical abilities.
Researchers found that top athletes scored higher than the 95% of the population on certain measures of brain function.
Track coach Mike Jackson believes this dumb jock stigma would die down a lot faster if people were willing to live in the shoes of a student athlete for a day.
You know, the dumb jock stigma is very old, and for people who feel that way, they need to get a little bit more information and maybe try a sport sometime for 4 years during college, and I think they will understand a little bit more. There's a lot that student athletes do, and there's so many people that do a great job as students as well as athletes. And as they say, you know, a large percentage of student athletes are going to be pro in something other than sports. And they're going to be the future business leaders of our country and possibly the world.
I'm Becky Panaker.
And I'm Dan Pochelle.
Reporting for WRPR News. Come on, come on.